This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, it's Racing Game. This is Frida Liu and Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Finding Your Strengths series, an affirmative approach to leadership development. We've been going through myths. So now, myth number two, upward promotion is the surest sign of success. Now, what led you to talk about this?
Well, Frida, when I was entering the workforce, I had this ambition of having the job title manager on my name card, you know. We strive towards having that elusive title, you know. Manager. It doesn't matter what you do. As long as got the word manager, wow. It's cool, you know, when you hand out your business card, you kind of get the raised eyebrow. But after hitting past 40 years old, you know, I start to realize that in order to do well in both work and life, you need to look beyond just career promotion. Because if you think that the way to succeed is just to climb the corporate ladder up, 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 one day you might wake up and you find that the ladder is leaning against the wrong wall.
Okay, now a lot of people also, the idea I think with manager is associated with salary increase.
Yes.
Right? So that's why maybe that connection. So when you say about work-life balance, we say, but I got to feed my family, you know, and hence I'm going up the career ladder.
Yeah. Actually, Freda, part of the problem we face, it's also systemic in nature. It's how the whole organizational development and the HR system is packaged, because it is so attractive to be promoted. It is so attractive to take on the next level of promotion. But what happens is, with each level of promotion, sometimes what happens, Freda, is this. We are drawn further and further away from our talent zone. We are drawn further and further away from what we do best. So the higher up I go, then it might involve certain skills and certain talents for which I am not wired for. But I want to be there because there's status, there's prestige, there is power.
Yes.
But there is minimal significance, joy, and satisfaction. No wonder people say it's lonely at the top.
Yeah, and that's why, like, you know, every Sunday on Facebook, I get a lot of friends saying, oh, it's Monday tomorrow. And it's probably one of the reasons, you know, that they're not looking forward to Monday.
That's right.
Okay, now here, the Peter Principle states that there's a tendency to promote a person to his next level of incompetence. So explain why, and this Peter Principle.
Well,
who's Peter?
That's the title of a book that Lawrence Peter wrote in 1969. And he says that in terms of people development, if we do not take time to assess the individual based on their personal strengths, the tendency is just to promote them upward. You know, it's to promote them to the next level of responsibility for which they might not be ready for. Just because I'm a terrific engineer right now, I know how to troubleshoot, I know how to bring the computer system up, and I do really well in my KPI, and my manager have a peek at my performance and say, hey, Joseph has been doing really well in his job, he's been meeting all his KPI. Well, the next path of him, for him is to be promoted. And when I'm promoted, I'm no longer pushing buttons and handling nuts and bolts. I'm handling people, and that could be my next level of incompetency. And I struggle, you see.
Okay.
And I struggle.
So it's also the fault of organizations to, you know, to give people this career path, the only career path, so to speak.
That's right. So there ought to be a mindset shift. And I think, like what I mentioned last week, is happening with some of the organizations. The reason why they're going into talent management, the reason why they're going into advanced leadership program, is that they're starting to realize that in order to grow a person, you need more than just job promotion. You need job expansion. Expansion. So you would need to sit down with the employee and say that, hey, we want to help you to grow. The word growth must be considered first before the word promotion.
Okay, growth before promotion. Okay, now also people, you know, as we're talking, people like the status, people like the perks, you know, which comes to being the manager. It looks very good on a name card. Oh, I tell you.
Yes.
But also, you know, compensation, right? Shouldn't it be more important than personal job fit? And what if I'm fitted for a job which does not fall within the glamorous category of my company? Also, you know, how do you handle that as an individual?
Well, it is a tightrope for us to walk. At the same time, we know we need to bring home, you know, to put bread on the table or rice on the table in this case. But on the other hand, if I continue to go to work in an area that I'm not talented in an area that I'm not wired for, then I bring stress into the work environment. And the thing just spirals down from there. According to Gallup, people who know their talents and use them at work are 6 times more likely to be engaged and 3 times more likely to report an excellent quality of living. Mm. So where organizations are failing is that we are failing to have conversations with our employees one-on-one to find out what are their unique strengths, to find out their unique contribution and to help mold them and to grow them in the role that they feel comfortable in. And sometimes that role might not be upwards.
Right. It could be a lateral move, so to speak. But at the same time, okay, we have to deal with people all the time. Say, for example, you've identified someone who's very good, as you were saying, nuts and bolts, fits the KPIs. And in your mind, you think, I think this guy is suitable for a managerial role. Maybe he doesn't see it. Then is it also the onus of the company in a way to start getting the person trained in that area and then finding out if that's a right fit before making that promotion? Or is that a waste of resources?
Well, again, it falls back to what we touched on last week. Last week, I mentioned that it's a fallacy in thinking to be having this thought that you can be anyone that you want to be as long as you put your mind to it. Mm. It's simply not true. You cannot be who you are not. You can only be more of who you already are. For example, one of my talent is to be able to connect with people. So for example, in my corporate training, that is my approach. I love to do training because I connect with people. So talking to you, BFM radio interview, is just an extension of it. But if you pluck me out from this talent zone and put me in finance or accounting where I'm not wired to do analytical skills, but you tell me, Joseph, this is a promotion for you. You are now promoted to be the CFO of the company. Oh, wow, I love the size of the office, but I tell you, I will be internally churning within me every day I come to work.
It's going to be a slow death.
Yeah, it's going to be a slow death. Yes, the perks are good, but at what cost?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and of course, you talked about growth, and we'll touch more on growth in just a moment. I'm here with Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Good morning. It's Race Again. This is Fia Liu. And if you've just joined us, I am here with Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting in our Finding Your Strength series, an affirmative approach to leadership development. We're debunking the myth that upward promotion is the surest sign of success. And, you know, we were talking earlier on that it's not always up. It could be sideways that we can grow so that we can find joy in what we
do. Satisfaction
in what we do. But, you know, do employees really have the opportunity what they do best every day, or is this an ideal state, you know, which doesn't happen very often?
Well, I would like to encourage managers to be a little bit more broad-minded, to consider various options when it comes to growing your people. I mean, there's nothing wrong in being promoted. Don't get me wrong, yeah. Freda. Going up, it's fine. But it's only one of the alternatives to help your people find their fit and to grow. So before companies go to the stage of laying off their people, I would like to encourage companies to lay it on the table. That means have regular conversations with your employee. For example, going up might not only be the only alternative. There could be also opportunities for the employee to expand in their current role. That means to do more of what they like doing. Or sometimes it could be relocation to another business group, mm-hmm. or to another division. And also there could be also the alternative of termination.
Okay.
Because I have a consulting friend who told me that there was once he was required to reduce the headcount. And what he did was he engaged with his staff very early on in the process. And there was this particular staff that he had a good relationship with. And what he did was he went the extra mile and helped to engage the services of a headhunter to find a proper fit for him. So that eventually when he was let go, it was done with a friendly handshake, because that person is being fitted to another role outside of the company. So yeah. So sometimes in helping a person to grow, don't think that the person has blurred ties with you for the rest of his life. Sometimes it is better to let a person go. But you let a person go with the understanding that I'm letting you fly. You know, I'm not kicking you out of the office. I'm letting you fly. So if you can have these conversations as early on as possible, then you prevent yourself from the unfortunate incident of laying off or firing someone.
And this is very progressive, because they've gone on to help the person find work outside.
Yes,
that's
yes.
More of a right fit for the person.
That's right. So that's why I encourage managers, don't just depend on performance appraisal alone to get to know your people. In between the performance appraisal, try to have personnel appreciative conversations. Talk to your employees at least once every month or so, just to find out where they are. Sometimes who they are during the interview might not necessarily be who they are 1 year later. Things may have changed.
Life has gone on.
That's right. But the trouble is, life has gone on for the employees and the manager is still clueless as to what's happening with his people. And he just blindly promotes them to the next level. But it could be promoting to the next level of stress.
Okay. Now, besides outward promotion, so what else can companies do to help employees grow? That was a great example in their way to help the person grow outside the company. But what else can they do?
I think what we can do right now is for managers to realize their role as a coach. What I'm seeing in the marketplace right now, managers have become pressure points. Managers are just pushing numbers. Managers are just concerned with the bottom line. But they don't realize that the people who help them meet the bottom line are people gifted with unique skills and talents. So your job is to coach them and to help them to find the right fit in the organization. And that is primarily the role of the manager, not HR.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, managers sometimes fear that if they overdevelop their subordinates as well, they may become too smart, or worse still, become better than them. And so, they better keep the employees humble. Your thoughts?
Okay. There is really no such thing as a well-rounded leader, only a well-rounded team. So if a manager were to go into his work situation with this attitude, it would really help him to engage with his team, because he would start to realize that, hey, I am talented in this area, but these are the areas that I'm not talented in. So I need to spend time to coach my team members to be more talented than me in this particular area. And in the overall scheme of things, when everyone has their own fit, the whole organization grows. And you will never reach a point where someone will replace you, because what companies are looking for are people who are good with people.
Yeah.
And people who are good with people are people who are secure. Mm. People who are good with people are people who are generous. People who are good with people are people who are humble. You will never be out of a job if you are generous in developing other people.
All right. And next week, the myth of core values. Why defining and writing your core values is not enough. We'll be exploring that next week. Joseph Tan from Good Monday Consulting. And tomorrow, we'll be discussing... Oh, just a minute. tomorrow's we'll get Ray Poon from Power of Success. It's the four the poem of successful salespeople. It's the four essential steps to sales success. And tomorrow it's the O in poem, organizing your sales game plan. BFM 89.9.
So you stretched out in room 1009 with a smile on your face and a tear in your eye. Oh, come see, get a light on you, my sweet honey love. Over to it, jangling down the street, making the door out of every woman that you meet.
BFM 89.9, Rolling Stones, Shine a Light. And I know the weekend just passed, but if you're thinking what to do this weekend, well, you can stay tuned to us. Think of it as mergers and acquisitions, the weekends consolidating all its programs on Saturday for a full day from 10 to 10. Your favorite shows like A Bit of Culture move from 5 p.m. on Sundays to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, while The Music Show moves to 3 p.m. and also some new shows. So that's the weekend, something you think about as the week ends. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.